Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about times when grief or sadness or mourning is better than being happy. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 introduces this idea to it. Let me read that verse to you. "And you are puffed up and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you." There were a lot of problems among the Christians of Corinth. Some of the problems were mental, so to speak, in the sense that they were problems in wrong thinking. Many of the Corinthians had wrong ideas about God's power, God's work, and God's servants. But the Corinthians didn't only have problems in how they thought, they also had problems with what they did. They had both, if you want to say, mental and moral problems. They had wrong things in how they thought and in what they did. But in some sense, the two were connected. Their moral problems came because they did not think rightly about God and about his world. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, the problem was sexual immorality. Verse 1 explains that someone counted among the Christians of Corinth, somebody part of their congregation, openly lived in an ongoing sexual relationship, either as married or living together, with his stepmother. The woman involved wasn't a believer because Paul didn't address her at all. Paul said that they must take this man away from among the church. And this was part of God's answer to the problem, to take this notoriously unrepentant man away from the protection of the fellowship of God's people. Yet, the Corinthian Christians didn't do this. Why not? How could this kind of thing be allowed? They allowed it because they were influenced by their surrounding culture. Remember that Corinth was a city notorious for sexual immorality, and the pagan religions did not value sexual purity. It wasn't hard for a Corinthian to think that you could be religious, yet act any way you pleased when it came to sex. Greek culture very matter-of-factly said things like this: "Mistresses we keep for the sake of pleasure, concubines for the daily care of the body, but wives to bear us legitimate children." You see, the Corinthian Christians allowed this because they didn't know or they didn't apply the scriptures. Scriptures such as Leviticus chapter 18, verse 8, which absolutely forbids a man to have sex with his stepmother. More than anything, they allowed it in the name of tolerance. The Corinthian Christians said to themselves, "Look how loving we are. We accept this brother just as he is. Look at how open-minded we are." In fact, the Corinthian Christians were proud. The term Paul uses is puffed up over their acceptance of this man. They thought that it said something good about them. Instead of glorying, they should have grieved, both for the man and over what God wanted them to do with the man. That is, put him out of the church until he repented. Generally, Christians are to be a tolerant people. In the broader world, we should love even those who are enemies to the Christian faith. Jesus said that specifically in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Yet, leaders among God's people have the responsibility of dealing with believers who are in open sin, refusing to recognize it as sin, or refusing to repent. In those situations, it's a grave error to pretend that everything is okay or that the church should be praised for its so-called tolerance. May God give leaders in the church the wisdom and strength to deal rightly with open sin among God's people.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.